From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin, talking with Harold Mears. He's organizing Legends of Broadway, a concert featuring Ron Raines and Don Pippin. The performance is tonight at 7:30 at the Peoria Civic Center Theater. Harold, thank you for being here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk first about Ron Raines. He's had a long career on Broadway and off-Broadway. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about how people might know him, how they might remember him?
Sure. He's been on Broadway for a long time now, but most people might recognize him from being Alan Spaulding on Guiding Light, CBS's Guiding Light, for about 15 years he was on there. So he was doing that in addition to, you know, his singing at the same time. And that's probably his people recognize his face mostly from that.
But his Broadway credits include, I know he played Daddy Warbucks
he
in a production.
He just recently played Daddy Warbucks, and he's jokingly saying that they let him keep his hairpiece from that because he has a nice clean shaven head right now. But in 2014, I believe it was, he got a Tony nomination for his portrayal in Follies. So he's active and he's current and he's done really all those big, you know, when you think of the leading man, that classic musical theater leading man, the baritone, he's done so many of those over the years, both in Broadway or on Broadway, off Broadway, and touring companies, etc.
And I gather that this particular program, the repertoire for this concert, it's a trip through the history of musical theater, going, I guess, all the way back to Jerome Kern and up into the current day?
Sure. The way he described it to me was they really focused, of course, on the timeline, but they also focused on both. The first part is composers that wrote their own lyrics, so composer lyricists. And then the second half of the program sort of shifts to composer lyricist teams, like Rodgers and Hammerstein, the famous one. So in the first part, you'll see Jerry Herman, where he wrote most of his own songs and lyrics. And then the second half tends to be more of the team, Lerner and Lowe, Kander and Ebb, those kind of things. So they walk us through a journey of musical theater, but then they also focus on the composers and the lyricists.
And so is this strictly a musical review, or is he also doing some narrative, some history, some storytelling to kind of put it all in context?
It's really exciting for me to be a part of this because I think this is going to be a really special event because it's like bringing these two Broadway giants into your living room. That's how they were talking about it the other day, is that it's something that would play just as easily in a living room as it would in a theater because it's so personal. Don Pippin has been such a stalwart music director on Broadway, and he's worked with everybody. I mean, during the 70s, 80s, and 90s, I think he debuted on Broadway as music director 7 of Jerry Herman's musicals. He was the original music director for Oliver, and he was the original music director and the music director for the revival of one of the most successful Broadway musicals of all time, A Chorus Line. So he is the top of the top, so he has a lot of stories. And so they tell a lot of anecdotes and a lot of stories and personal experiences from, you know, a life on stage and on screen.
Now, I'm interested, do you know what prompted the decision to break the program in such a way that they do the songwriter lyricist first and then the teams, as opposed to taking a more linear or even thematic approach?
You know, I'm not sure. That would be a question that I'd have to ask him. But I know they chose the music carefully, and most of it is going to be stuff that people are familiar with. There'll be a few things that they might not, and I think there's even a surprise sing-along at the end.
Well, I was going to say, this is a program that they've done in multiple locations. They've been on the road with it, and they don't necessarily do exactly the same program every single time. There's some variability. There's some improvisation in the program.
Yes, yeah. They've done this program several times, and I think it's always a little bit different. And, you know, we don't know exactly totally what they're going to do. We have to have a pretty good idea, but they change it all the time. And even just a few weeks ago when they were sending us the repertoire list, there was like, well, this might not be in, this might be in, depending on what they feel like, and they might want to try something new. And, you know, they've known each other a long time and they're a great team. So
do you have a general sense of what the repertoire is or what the lineup will be?
I do. I know we're going to hear some Frank Lesser. We can expect to hear some of Jerry Herman's music for sure because, you know, Don Pippin was so instrumental in the original productions of Mame and La Cage aux Folles and Mac and Mabel and things like that. So I think we're going to hear some Cole Porter for sure. The other thing that's kind of neat is they're going to be doing some medleys. And Don will be doing some medleys at the piano, and then they'll be doing some vocal medleys as well, where they sing a couple things from different shows.
So they might do a sequence of shows from Showboat or Guys and Dolls.
Right. And there's going to be some Kander and Ebb, some stuff from Chicago there, some George Gershwin, even Leonard Bernstein. Oh, Kurt Weill. That's mm-hmm. another one that has very eclectic composers. So we're going to hear a lot of very popular music, a lot of stuff that people know, and maybe even some fringe stuff, but it's all, you know, the big hits.
And in addition to the program itself, there's also an audiovisual element that you're adding to it. They've got projections running in the background to kind of supplement the music on the stage.
Yeah, that's correct. So the projections are there just to enhance the, you know, the experience, and it goes along with whatever the music is at that moment. Because, you know, when you go to the theater, you want a visual experience as well as an auditory one, and I think we're gonna have that, even though it's an intimate concert with just the two of them and a piano and microphones. You know, you always want something that's theatrical in nature, so we've tried to provide some of that too for this.
And how did you first discover and get in touch with Ron Raines and Don Pippin to bring this production to the area?
Well, one thing about being in the arts or the classical arts or a singer is that the world that your colleagues get, it gets very small. So we have a lot of connections. And one of my mentors and teachers, voice teacher, is good friends with Ron. And we sort of made the connection that way. I'd met Ron actually one other occasion when I was singing out on the job. He came to a performance and I met him backstage then. But now we're forging a personal relationship through this other connection to bring him in. And I haven't met Don Pippin yet, but I'm very excited to meet him.
Now, I know that this production is part of a longer-term objective that you have to bring more musical theater and eventually more opera to Central Illinois. Can you talk a little bit about what your goals are after tonight's performance?
Sure, sure. I'd be happy to. Inner Arts Management is a sort of a new firm. We're based in Bloomington, Illinois, and it was founded really by my wife and myself. And our goal is to bring events like this where we bring in, you know, really top-tier, world-class talent. I mean, both of these gentlemen are at the top of their profession here to Central Illinois. And whether it be a theatrical production, a music concert, or something like this that's kind of a hybrid, or, you know, what's near and dear to our hearts, which is, of course, opera. Since that's
you are both opera singers.
Yes, we're both opera singers. So that's the thing that's closest to our heart. And, you know, we're starting this production thing to hopefully build on it and take it and bring opera, you know, back to Peoria and Central Illinois. That's the long-term goal.
So the objective here is to do this production, mm-hmm. and then maybe next year something a little bigger and grow it from year to year?
Right. And the other thing that's important to us is that, you know, we want to bring in really high-quality stuff. So we don't want to, it will grow, but we also don't want it to trickle.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea being that we bring in something that, while this maybe have a startup idea about it, it doesn't deliver a startup product. And that's the most important thing for me, that we do something at a high level or we don't bother. And I think that's important to all of us because we've all performed at a high level. And, you know, we want to make sure that we're bringing something that we can be passionate about to Central Illinois as well. And I'm very passionate about this because Ron Raines is such a terrific singer and he's kind of a hero of mine as a vocalist. And, you know, there are people that have great voices and we hear them all the time. And then there are those people that are special and really song interpreters to the point where they're communicating it. You kind of forget that they're singing. And for me, he's kind of one of those guys. He has a beautiful baritone voice, but the way he delivers the lyrics is very exciting. And that's the kind of thing that we want to bring here.
We've been talking with Harold Mears about tonight's concert, Legends of Broadway. The show starts at 7:30 p.m. at the Peoria Civic Center Theater. Harold, thank you for being with us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
And the Peoria Public Library has been hosting a film series this month looking at the femme fatale in film noir. The last showing in the series is Murder, My Sweet, based on one of the Philip Marlowe novels by Raymond Chandler. That is tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 4 at the Public Library's main branch. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you with the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Stephanie Sobey. If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, visit our website at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.